Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome back to Wise Words with Dan. I am here joined by Renee. She's back on the podcast. Renee, how are you doing?
I don't even know. I think I'm overtired. You know what? I think the weather gets us a bit.
Yeah. Well, it started raining driving over here, so I mean yesterday was pretty cloudy, but it wasn't much rain.
It's been today. Overcast. I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but every day.
Yeah. But look, you know what? We can't complain compared to Melbourne with the floods and stuff.
Yes.
Could be much worse for us.
My thoughts and prayers go out to everyone affected in the floods down in Melbourne.
Mm.
I hope you get all the help that you need.
Look, I know what you mean. Like, we've had constant rain and we're heading towards summer, so, you know.
I thought you were just about to say we're heading towards winter.
I got my year backwards now. Hopefully by December we should get some warmer weather. Fingers crossed, but who knows? Sydney weather's so unpredictable. Ren, welcome back. What have you been up to lately?
Reading, bike riding, and work. You?
Yeah, well, last week was a big weekend with John's wedding happening, coming and going. Before we started this podcast, you're listening to my best man speech.
I was laughing.
You're like on the floor. On the floor laughing. Well, we're sitting on the floor, so yeah.
You did look really nice in that suit. Like, you suit a bow tie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people mentioned I looked good in a bow tie.
You
I looked
do.
Good in a suit and a bow tie.
Yeah.
Because the tie has always been my thing.
No.
That was the first time ever I've worn a bow tie.
Yeah, you suit bow tie better than tie.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, going forward, I'll keep that in mind, wearing a bow tie.
The next wedding's your wedding.
Mate, I still need to find the girl first. I'll get there. Maybe in 10 years' time when I turn 40. No, joking. But, you know, I just got to focus on me. Focus on losing weight, which that's been a bit up and down too. Some weeks I have good weeks. Other weeks I have junk food. So, like, my eating habits are still not as healthy as I would like it to be. But that's something that can, you know, be easily fixed.
So when was the last time you had McDonald's or KFC?
Last time I had McDonald's was 2.5 weeks ago.
How did you feel after?
I guess...
Okay, before you get really, really excited... Then you have the junk food. How do you feel after the junk food?
After the junk food. Like, after I've really enjoyed my meal.
enjoyed my meal.
Then I feel bloated. You feel a bit yuckish. You know, you feel like you've eaten too much and you walk around just... You feel a little bit sick just eating a lot, so... When was the last time you had McDonald's, then?
I couldn't even tell you.
Since high school?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
2012, is it?
Yeah, your 10 life. Years ago.
Because I remember you used to have the morning McDonald's breakfast meal. But anyways, you've come a long way, Rennie. You're looking really good now, so, you know.
Well, this might be you.
Well, you know,
keeping it up for 10 years.
Actually, it's funny enough, guys, I didn't let you guys know this, but Renee's booked me in to see a naturopath on Thursday, which is going to be interesting, you know, like, I would have never, ever gone to see a naturopath.
Ever in your life.
In my life, but Renee really convinced me I need to see one.
Like, you're trying to convince me not to see one. And I'm like, well, what's really stopping you? I think it's about being honest with yourself. And that's anyone here that's going through a journey of like healthy eating or changing bad habits or losing weight. It's a very touchy, like your ego kind of just wants to shut you down because you don't want to, you know, it wants to protect you where you know your truth. You know that this is an issue.
Mm.
It's only going to go downhill if you don't address the cause and the root issue now. Like, if you're not happy within yourself, then how are you going to find your dream partner if you're lacking that fear and you're not trusting yourself? Because every time you go back and say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to have McDonald's, but every time you cave in, you're losing trust within yourself. So you're beginning not to trust yourself.
Yeah. You need to
break that cycle.
Yeah. But you know the thing with me is with junk food, I'm like, okay, next week I'm going to start to eat clean. And then...
What's your mindset around that?
Like, I mean, so like, I like to do one-off cheat meals once a week, which I haven't been doing. But, like, that was when I was on my little health journey before. I was having cheat meals once a week. Monday to Friday, I was just eating chicken and veggies or steak and veggies or just, you know, anything that doesn't have carbs. I was just eating, having that. And, but yeah, I don't know. The one thing that got me to lose a lot of weight before is I was cutting out bread. But now I'm back to having bread in my meals again, which is bad because, especially, you know, white bread is a killer.
Sugar, gluten.
It's just
processed vegetables.
That's how you put on weight.
Gums that stick.
But to be honest, I think bread during the day is not as bad as having it at dinner at night time.
Bread, full stop.
I mean, like, yeah, white bread is bad all around, you know, it's, yeah. But anyways, I need to get back on that quest. Hopefully the naturopath...
So what's your intention? Like, what are you hoping out of this appointment?
I'm just hoping she's going to give me a fresh outlook in terms of what healthy eating can be like and how it can be enjoyable and how you can still enjoy those meals depending on what you choose to eat. Because I think that's one thing with me is, like, eating healthy is not an issue, but, like, I kind of want to enjoy the food that I eat.
And also and your chest pains as well and fainting.
Yeah, yeah, I do have a bit of chest pains, which...
You were hospitalised at one point.
Yeah, yeah, so that's something I really... That's why I'm taking this journey and seeing a naturopath and...
Wanting
to look after myself a little bit more because... You know, I'm still young, but when I get older, it's going to really bite me in the ass. So I've got to look after myself while I'm young. Well, that's it, Rennie. And yeah, so I've been walking more on the weekend. I've been going for longer walks. I've been going back on the Bay Run again and walking, doing a lap around there. But, you know, I never have much time, and I know it's no excuse, but I don't have much time to work out during the week because I start work late and I finish work late.
In the morning, could wake up at 5 o'clock,
but
6 o'clock.
But, you know, the thing, I love my sleep. I hate, despise waking up early. I'm just, I know,
it's job. Either train late at night or, like, in the morning.
Yeah. But because I finish work at, like, 7, I don't get...
But what time do you start work?
Like, 9:45.
Yeah, okay, so you could get up at 7:45. Go to the gym to 8:45. Have a shower, get changed, and go to work.
That's true. Yes, I guess it's just about working around it more so than anything else. But anyway, Fernie, enough about my little journey.
I'm excited for this appointment on Thursday.
Yeah, as I said, I hope this naturopath really helps me figure out where I'm going wrong and just, in, like, informs me educates me more about healthier
eating. So the next episode, you're going to go more into that?
I'll dive into it later on in the episodes. Yeah. Like, I really haven't started my journey yet, so that's why I don't want to comment too much about it. And I don't like to talk about it too much because I don't want to put bad karma on it. So I want to just let actions speak louder than words and take step by steps into my journey in starting a more healthier lifestyle and a healthier way of eating for myself.
Yeah, because you always said to me, oh, I can do it myself, and like, but I could see you always falling back. Well, you just need to admit, like, sometimes you just need help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, junk food is an addiction. It's not easy. And sometimes I get lost in... Sometimes it's just... there are days where I just really crave wanting a burger or wanting some chips or...
Oh, I can't...
Or, like, yeah, yeah. You can't relate to that. You can't relate to that.
Here I'm, like, craving kale chips with salt.
Yeah. That's your...
Or chocolate.
Chocolate's your weakness. But you have the healthy kind of chocolate.
Yeah.
But I know chocolate has always been your weakness. See, with me, it's junk food. Overall, it's... but yes, anyways, let's dive into today's topic, Rennie. Yeah, so look, I want to dive a little bit into it, but I want to get your thoughts and opinions on this, Ren. When it comes to social media, this week especially, I've been taking a bit of time off social media. I've been not looking at my phone as much. And I think that's because I just want to kind of tune into myself a little bit more into what I want to achieve with this week, in which direction I want to go in. So I think I just took that bit of time off just to reflect on myself a bit more, because I find that social media, especially when you look on Instagram and Facebook...
I get tired.
I mean, like, pretty much all of it is about looking at someone else's pictures and how their lives are going. And it kind of shifts the focus away from your own personal life and your own personal journey into wanting to see how other people are living their way of living. So I feel like, I needed a bit of time just to reflect more on myself. And, now what do you think about, like, because you've taken some time off social media in the past yourself. What do you think about it all?
The first time I ever took time off was probably around 2018. I was on a cruise. My boyfriend at the time said to me, we're doing 10 days without social media, blah, blah, blah. And it's good because I felt more at peace with everything. Like, you disconnect from everything else.
Yeah.
And you're not worried about who's doing what or, you know, missing out on certain things, or you're just not caught up in the shit, really.
Mm. As I said, like, Instagram, Facebook, any social media platform kind of shifts the focus away from your own life into how other people are living. And then you're kind of neglecting yourself in a way by not really thinking about what you want out of life, what you need, what you want to achieve. You're more focused on what other people are doing on those platforms. So I feel like every now and again, it's good to have that time away just to reflect upon yourself and what you want to achieve and where you want to go in life.
So this week, will you be on social media or?
I mean, yeah, like a little bit. Bits and pieces, yes, but not like...
So what was the whole awakening for you? Huh? Was it a Senate story or a picture that...
No, because, like, you know how you can check on your phone how much time you use on social media? I figured that out, and I'm like, and I looked on my phone, and I was spending nearly 6 hours a day on social media, and I'm like, yuck.
When did you check that?
Oh, I mean the other day. Like, you should check on your phone now. How many hours a day have you spent on social media?
Do you want to check them on?
Yeah, Renee's gonna have a look. Where did I go?
Where did you go on your phone?
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Is it settings?
It was settings.
Is this not going to be good or bad?
Actually, I forgot. Where do you go? I don't know how I found it. I just found it somehow.
And what, like, afterwards you're like, that's it.
Yeah, and like, as soon as I saw that, okay, I was spending 6 hours a day on social media, I'm like, this is way too much. I need to really kind of find my balance.
Screen time. Click onto it.
Yeah, that's it. So, screen time. So, your daily average on social media...
Oh, no, you're explaining it. ...is
3 hours and 42 minutes.
Oh, phew.
Actually, that's not too bad. So, today you spent 2 hours and 15 minutes on social media.
And what's the time?
Yesterday, you spent 4 hours and 31 minutes on social media. Wow, that's a lot. Friday, 4 hours and 49 minutes. Thursday, 4 hours and 43 minutes.
Shit.
So, every day you're spending over 4 hours on social media. You can have a look for yourself. See, that's what kind of... See, that kind of what tells me, okay, I really need to spend less time on social media. Especially, you know, for young kids growing up, in their teenage years, heading into adulthood, you see them on their phones all the time. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast, just take a day or two just to, you know, take a break from social media, reflect on yourself, do some other things. Catch up, if you're catching up with a mate, having a drink or something, just don't look at your phones. Just be in the moment, because that's the word for it. We're not in the moment. We're on social media looking at other people's moments, but we're not looking at our moment. So I think it's being more present is where we are right now. And with the company that we are, the people that we are spending our time with, being more present with them, rather than sitting next to your mate, both of you end up looking at your phones, you know? I think that's what we need to really focus on in this generation, being more present. You look very shocked, Ren.
I can't believe it.
Did that kind of wake you up now, a bit? You didn't think you spent 4 hours each day on your phone, did you?
I'm shocked.
See, and you know, the scary thing is we're not aware of this. Sometimes we think we're just looking at our phones for like 10 to 20 minutes.
So what do you suggest everyone do? Go in their settings and look at their...
Well, you know how on your settings you can limit the time you spend on social media?
Yeah, I know. And then I go 15 minutes extra.
So... set a timer on your phone of how long you want to spend on your phone. And when that timer goes off, then that's when you stop
using your phone. Is that what you've done?
Well, that's what I'm going to implement. Just setting a timer on my phone, how long I'm on social media for. And then when that time lapses, put my phone away. That's what I've got to do. That's what I have to do more. Yeah. How are you going to implement yourself in now that you've figured this out?
I just have to have some new, like, routines in place.
Yeah. As I said, it's easy to get lost in what you're looking at.
So what was your average? 6 hours
a day. See, I was a little bit worse than you. You're, like, 4 hours a day.
But at work, do you, like, look at your phone?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's what adds to it too. On my lunch breaks, I'm like sitting down looking at my phone. I think I just need to be more
present. Every spare second, everyone just wipes it out. Like, oh, I've got 5 minutes, boom.
Yeah, like it's easy. It's easy. It's like a normal routine for anyone. And it's easy to get lost in that, you know? The other day, like on my lunch break, I went to the park and just sat down and just, you know... just ate my lunch without looking at my phone, and I just felt very relaxed. Because I wasn't on my phone.
When was this?
Oh, man, the other day at my work, I was just sitting in the park, watching the dogs run around the grass, just eating my food. It was quite nice. It was a nice day. And I felt at peace just, you know, being in that moment, just looking around me, seeing what everyone else is doing, and yeah. So guys, I think it's all about being mindful in the time you spend on social media, which goes a long way to, you know, understanding how you can limit yourself. And yeah, Ren, you've been very quiet, so
I'm taking this all in. I'm listening to you.
So that's some good advice there we can take away from it, I guess.
Absolutely. Being one with the ocean.
So earlier this year, or last year, I think, we had a podcast called Being One with the Ocean. What was that about, Renee?
Okay, so it was an episode, it was probably one of our first ever episodes, and it was our highest ranking one.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, well, a lot of people were really into that episode, yeah.
And what was that episode about? Being at peace with who you are and your passions.
Yeah, being peace at mind and following your dreams, your passions, and how you can achieve the goals.
Manifestations.
And yeah.
Are you reading any books at the moment about any of this? Or manifestation?
Not really. You've got a few books you can recommend, actually. What books have you been reading?
Well, how about I'll finish my book, I'll give it to you, and then you can...
Yeah. How do you... Because you're very good. Like, when I talk about these things in being present in the moment...
I need to be more present.
You don't think you're present enough? Because
I think everyone can do better. I think everyone can be more present in their everyday life.
Because you told me once you used to do that. You used to take time off social media to be present.
And I need to do it again.
What made you get into that routine before?
Aiden. He's like, you just need to get off social media. You spend too much time.
He saw that. Yeah. You were on it.
He still thinks that.
Yeah. And, yeah.
It's like, yeah, someone's having conversations with you, but you're too busy looking at your phone.
That's the thing. You can have a conversation with people.
Do you find that?
Yeah. Like, a lot of time... Well, we went to the cafe today, Ren. Look how many people were on their phones but are still speaking to each other.
I put mine down.
Like you could tell people were, like, talking to each other, but they weren't as engaged with what each other was... each other were saying, because they were looking at their phones while they were talking. So it's an easy habit and it's a bad habit to get into, but we just got to learn to be more mindful in being in that place and in that moment with our best friend and giving them their full undivided attention. Yeah, that's what I think about it.
Being one with the ocean, being one, being present.
Mm.
Putting down our phones, getting out in nature, digging your toes in the sand when you sit down and read a book. That's really grounding as well.
Yeah.
Drinking lots of water.
Pretty much. Just all those things come to... It's just implementing all those things, you know? That's pretty much what we should do. Ren, so... Like, before this, we were talking about me getting to that place where I want to go on a health journey.
I'm so excited.
Which you achieved that a long time ago, and you're still on that path today. And look how fit you look now. You look really good. At the start of the journey, it wasn't easy for you.
No, I think I was dealing with a lot of toxic people in my life, and I was going out with toxic people. And I think I was... myself in the mirror saying I don't want to feel like that anymore. So I just changed who I hung around with and what I put in my body as well.
Yeah.
And then I think it was back in 2016, I said to myself, for this whole year, I'm not touching junk, any junk food.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it since. I think you just have to go cold turkey. That's the only way. And I live by 80-20.
So it's just like adapting that routine, and then after a while you just get used to that routine.
Yes, and being mindful on, you know, the toxins in our world, like perfume, shampoo, conditioner, fragrance, what you're heating up your food in. Are you heating it up in plastic or glass containers? Are you standing by the microwave or away from the microwave?
Tell the audience why is it so important with how you heat your food.
Because BPA is in plastic. Once it's heated, it releases microplastics into the food.
Can you explain what that is?
So, like, plastics from the container will leak into the food.
Yeah.
So, all these toxins and things that have made up this plastic bowl has now, like, leaked into your food. So, you're eating part of...
of that.
Yeah.
And why do you think microwaves are not good to heat up your food?
Okay, well...
Or even ovens as well.
Ovens is good. Ovens, yeah. Fine. But whenever you're heating your food... I mean, look, microwaves aren't great, but if you need to heat it up, fair enough. But use proper stuff. Like, use glass containers. Drink from... I was using a plastic bottle before, but I was BPA-free.
Yeah.
But that's still a form of plastic. So I ended up chucking that one out and replacing it with steel, aluminium or something like that.
Yeah.
Non-plastic. And that's the best thing that you can do. As well as, like, think about that deodorant. Like, underneath your armpit there, it's full of lymph nodes, right? So anything that you absorb there, your body, like, absorbs and it goes through the rest of your body.
What's that, lymph nodes?
Lymph nodes. Okay, so we've got them all. They're just, it's hard to explain. Like veins underneath the skin, but it's all over our body. It's like our detoxification system. So when you sweat or perspire, like, it comes out of those areas. So when they're open, like here, you're putting, like, spray on deodorant on here, that's going straight all around your body. All those toxins are just going straight in.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's going to, I'm not here to scare, but, you know, a lot of disease, a lot of cancer, a lot of unhealthy things can happen.
Mm.
I mean, just think about the world, how polluted and toxic it is. You want to limit your exposure to toxins. And if you are in control of what you eat, how you heat food, how you drink your water, where you get your water from, what you put on your body.
Where do you get your water from?
I have a water filter.
Yeah.
If you're in control of what you can control, then you're pulling down that number of your exposure to toxins.
Mm.
I don't know how we got on this.
No, but it's good. Like, it's interesting to see how you've come about this healthy lifestyle. You've, like, fully invested into everything that comes with just being your, like, just investing in health, not just food, but in every way.
I mean, there's a lot of things like ice baths and cold therapy now, you know, dry body brushing, so that's for your lymphatic drainage. Again, your exposure to toxins and chemicals, increase, you know, your iron-rich foods, boost your immunity, and probably even take a multivitamin up to 3 months, because it takes 3 months for it to be absorbed into the body. And that, again, can help your DNA process and your cell quality as well. It'll take 3 months to overcome a deficiency.
Mm, yeah.
And see change within the body.
Yeah. You should, you know what, you should one day really become a food...
Everyone says that.
Would that be a job that you would want to do? Like, go to university and study, become like a health food... What's the job called? Health food expert?
Health food expert.
Now, what did you tell me you wanted to...
A Bachelor of Health Science, yeah, or acupuncture.
Because you seem to know a lot about what's in everything.
Why blow your mind?
You do. That's why I think you should take up that course, because I think...
You know, as well as...
Why don't you get
it? Utility and everything. As males, you've got to be careful riding bikes, wearing underwear to bed, icing down there 3 times a day if you can.
What? Downstairs?
Your B12, your B9, and your vitamin D is actually really important.
Mm.
Again, it's a free test as well. If you want to see how your body is working, your fertility and stuff, just go to the doctor and ask for a analysis.
Yep.
And then I think that's covered by Medicare. So that way you can... I don't want to get too scientific, but the reason why you will get this done is to see the quality of, you know, of your DNA is down there. Like the quality, is it up high or down low? Because you can have mite mutant cells or fine cells. And when you get that report, it will tell you the mobility, the structure, and how much per mil.
Okay. Yeah,
your mind's blown.
No, just amazing.
Just to see where you know you're at.
Okay, so I want to talk about guys. So do you think it's bad for guys to wear undies to bed?
Absolutely.
So yeah, because I don't do that. I don't wear underwear to bed. No, because I find it uncomfortable wearing undies to sleep. I just prefer to sleep naked.
Ladies, Daniel's single.
But so it's actually a good thing that I'm not wearing underwear to bed then.
Yes, but you have to also be mindful of hot showers.
Why hot showers?
It's not good. It damages the
libido.
No. Damages your DNA.
In what way?
Fragmentation. So the structure. You need to keep them cool for them to be... They need to be at a certain temperature to perform well.
So you said before you have to put ice packs on your ball sack.
The way you do it, you get a frozen peas, right? And you wrap that around.
Yeah.
A tea towel.
Yeah.
And you have your underwear on and you just sit on it 3 times a day for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that way you're keeping them at a good temperature.
Wow. Have you told your partner to do that?
Of
course. What did he say when you mentioned that?
Oh, he knows that I know my stuff. Like, I'm not just saying it. I've done my research on why.
Like, did he think it's a good idea when you told him that?
Yes. Does he do it? No. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because, you know, guys, guys, we can be a bit lazy-minded thinking, okay, yeah, that might be good, but we just can't be bothered to do it. But, you know, it's good advice, I think, for any guy listening, especially if you want to have kids of your own with your partner soon. It's a good method to implement. Yeah, no, good advice for any of you.
I don't know how this came about.
Well, that's what happens. We just dive into things and we just discuss it, you know. And, yeah. What's the... I guess I should say... What's the key to living a happy, fulfilled life?
God. Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty. Gee, that was a deep question. I didn't expect you to go there, did
I? I think if you are doing the best to fuel your body, mind and soul, where do something for, you know... mind, body, spirit. So nourish yourself as the best that you can, drink lots of water, and do things that fill your cup, like make you smile. Write down a list if you have to.
What makes you smile?
Anything to do with the beach and sunshine.
Yeah.
Nice cups of tea. Herbal tea, chives, chocolate, seeing friends.
Yeah.
Winning the lottery.
Winning the lottery.
Daniel.
That's my happiness, yes, because I play too much lotto.
$121 in lottery tickets today.
Yeah, funny. But
what makes you happy and fulfilled? Or you haven't reached that point yet?
I guess what makes me happy...
God, we're getting deep here.
I know, geez. This is talking, taking a turn, but in a good way. Okay. Honestly, what makes me happy... You know, that's a good question, because I don't think about what makes me happy that much. But I guess what makes me happy is probably seeing friends, like you said. You know, believe it or not, I just like being at home, sitting down and watching my favourite TV show.
Which is?
That makes me happy. Well, I'm watching this TV show called Better Call Saul.
No, but your other one.
Oh.
That's your deepest, darkest secret. Come on, Daddy. It's the podcast. Come on.
Oh, no.
Okay, he watches... Go. Come on.
Okay, well, look. My mum, she's watched Young and Restless for many years. If those of you who don't know the show, it's like Days of Our Life. And I've kind of gotten into watching it each night.
Every night.
I mean, I like...
I'm like, when is this ever going to end?
I mean, I like
TV... It'll be Christmas Eve. Oh, okay. I've got to go. I need to watch Young and Restless. Christmas Eve. Christmas Day. New Year's Day.
Yeah, it's like every night it's on. Like, well, Mondays to Fridays, but I like watching shows that have drama in it. And
so you like drama in your life?
I like shows that have drama in it, yeah. So, and I don't know, I started watching it from a young age because my mum watches Days of Our Lives every night, and I just started watching it myself. I just got into it.
So what makes you feel fulfilled?
So, yeah, I guess, like, time to myself is important. I really like having that time to myself in... Well, as I was saying that when I opened up a magazine saying The Power of Touch with a woman getting a massage. I mean, I like massages too. I don't mind them too. With happy endings, of course. No, I'm joking. No, but look, in all seriousness, I think being with my mates, and having my alone time, I guess, is what makes me happy, as well as when watching my EPL soccer and rugby league.
Your occasional hookup.
What? The occasional what? Hookup? What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. No, but just like seeing mates and watching sports, I guess that's my cup, happiness cup. And yeah. So I guess those are some things that really do make me happy. But I guess I think it's a good way to ask the audience, like, if you're listening to this podcast, take the time to think about what makes you happy, what makes you fulfilled, what areas you need to work on in life. What things can benefit you more so than others? Are you surrounded with the right kind of people? That's an important thing to ask. And I can, like you said, surrounding yourself with good people, and yeah, just also it's important to have a career that you enjoy as well. I think we didn't touch on that much, but yeah, just being aware. Being aware with where you're at in life.
And who makes you feel good and who doesn't.
And doing things that make you happy, whereas you don't even have to spend time with anyone, just spending time to yourself, just, you know, doing stuff that makes you happy as well. I think it's really important. But yeah. Yeah, I think we covered that quite well. Before I wrap things up in this episode, Ren, is there anything, any advice you want to give to your audience?
Well, I think we're coming close to the end of the year now. It's almost Christmas. I don't know. It doesn't, weather-wise, it doesn't feel like it's heading towards summer or Christmas. Like,
I know, my mum talked about wanting to buy a Christmas tree soon, and I'm like, we're still in October, mate.
It's you've got Halloween And then Christmas.
It's crazy how... Where's this year gone, man? It's crazy.
It's a blur. I can't believe it.
Actually, a question to ask you, Ren. How do you want... What's your goal to finish off the year? What do you want to achieve before?
This is what I was trying to say to the audience. Like, what's your goal for the end of the year and new intentions you want to set into the new year? What energy, what do you want to leave in this year? And what energy you want to bring into the new year? Like, getting clear on your intentions for the new year.
What energy do you want to leave? Like, what do you want to end off the year doing?
Being one with the ocean, just letting shit go.
Because you have a habit of taking things personally. I sometimes
call you up and you're like, what the hell? Yeah. Why are you even caring about it?
Exactly, because you worry about, like, no offense to you. Oh,
no offense. No offense.
But you worry about little things in life. Like, if something bad happens to you at work,
or anything.
You bring it home with you and you let it fest, which is not good then. You should.
How do you do it? Do you just...
I just don't care. I guess I just have that mindset where I just, whatever, I just go with the flow in life and just not let things bother me, because why let things bother you when life's too short, you know?
I'm excited for your journey. I'm excited for the next episode. What changes you're going to implement?
Well, I'll keep you guys informed before in the next episode. I don't want to say too much because I just want to... Because if I say something and I don't implement it, it's kind of just... I'm lying to myself, so I just kind of want to let action speak louder than words, in a sense, you know?
Also, I did want to mention, you're taking on sponsorships for the podcast for the new year.
Yes, so I'm going to advertise it on my Wise Words with Dan page. Anyone wants to sponsor, if any advertisement wants to sponsor,
get in touch,
let me know and I'll advertise your product.
What's your email?
Well, dannybegala@hotmail.com.
And we'll leave it in the show notes as well.
Yeah. But yeah, no, if any company wants to advertise their product, let me know. We can discuss it, and I'm happy to advertise.
Because next year you're going to get a studio and get your microphones, and we're going to take it to a new level.
Yeah, like I kind of want to.
I could even be your co-host. No, I'm joking.
You could. No, but like I want to kind of step up my.
Have guest speakers.
Have more guest speakers. On, yeah. Yeah, I kind of want to step it up in a regard where.
And we'll put you know, the anonymous questions on again, on like feedback from you guys, what you want to see more of, what you like Dan and I to dabble into a little bit more.
Yeah, like let us know.
We just want this to be a safe space as well, because there's a lot that goes on in this world. So
yeah. Like guys, let us know what topics you would like us to discuss, and we'll be more than happy to discuss it. And I think, like you said, I'll do the anonymous question thing where I'll get you guys to let us know what topics you want us to discuss, because sometimes we like before we start an episode we think, okay, what do people want to hear? So it'll be nice to hear from you guys a little bit more, just to let us know what you want to hear next. But yeah guys, I think that's a wrap. Renny, thank you for being a part of my episode once again. It's always a pleasure having you as a guest speaker on my show. And I hope you Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Remember, follow me on Wise Words with Dan on Facebook, Instagram, or any podcast apps. Oh, yeah, YouTube too. Oh, I do have a YouTube account with Wise Words with Dan. It's just a bit of vlogging you can watch. And that's one thing I do want to do. I want to get back into my vlogs a little bit more. So... Guys, yeah, follow me on Wise Words with Dan on any Spotify or any podcast app. You can download and listen to me at any time. You can go back through my episodes and listen to an episode. Yeah, tell your friends and family about me because, you know, I want to spread the love.
All right,
Renny, thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Take care. Bye.